In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. There is places here to sit and comfort, please. And for you too, there is places here. Today, one of the greatest days in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth, from his incarnation to the last step towards the cross. And although our Lord Jesus Christ used to go to Jerusalem many times, and even to the temple also, but today his entry to Jerusalem was different. He went as a humble king to be enthroned not on a throne of kingdom, but on a cross for the salvation of the whole world. That's why he did not enter Jerusalem as a king who is coming to fight on a horse, but as a king of peace to the city of peace, riding on a colt, foal, son of a donkey. And the entry of our Lord Jesus Christ to Jerusalem was the first step in the Holy Week, and the conclusion was the entry of our Lord Jesus Christ to the heavenly Jerusalem, not to the earthly Jerusalem as he did in the beginning. That's why when he entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey as a king of peace, was to prepare himself as the body of the church and to, at the head of the church, and to prepare the temple as the body of Christ. That's why we find our Lord Jesus Christ entering Jerusalem with many signs. Number one, riding on a peace animal, heavy duty, heavy bearer animal, to say that if you want to receive me and to feel me, receive me in peace like this animal. And receive me ready to bear heavy burdens on your shoulder for the sake of your salvation and for the sake of my name as well. Also, in his entry to Jerusalem, we found the kids, the children, praising the Lord, saying, save us, King of Israel. Save us, Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And the praises of the children means innocent hearts expressing their innocency or by this praise, my asking for the salvation of the whole world. That's why when the Pharisees criticized them, I mean the children, the Lord defended them. And number three, they received him, accepted him, carrying palms and carrying also olives, branches in their hands. And the palm in your hands, as you were using this year as a Friday and every year also, is something you can shape. Every one of us took just palm, just piece. He made from it beautiful shapes. Zafa Gamila. Sometimes I saw on the television yesterday one of the children, his mother or father made a crown for him from the palms. Some shape it in the donkey that the Lord rode in. And many other beautiful shapes. What does it mean? It means that when you carry the palm, it means that you are ready to give yourself to the Lord to shape you, to make from you an instrument which is useful, beautiful instrument, beautiful shape. It's not just that you salute him with the palm. You say, I'm ready, my Lord, to shape me in whatever you want, to form from me a good tool for you to use for my salvation and for the salvation of the others. That's why the Lord, when he came into Jerusalem, when he came to the temple, he came in this way, riding on a peaceful and heavy burden, bearer, animal, listening, enjoying the praises of the children, innocent, as if he is saying, unless you are innocent, you will not feel me. Unless you are innocent, you cannot benefit from me. And carrying palms and olive branches, palms ready to be shaped, and the olives means we confess that you are really the King of Peace, and we are searching for this real peace. Many people can speak to you about the peace. Those who are calling for the peace in the world now are the most people who trade with the arms and with the bombs and with the machine of war. But the real peace is the inner peace. And the inner peace cannot be given except from him as the true King of Peace. What did the Lord do when he came? He did two main things. Number one, he wept bitterly on the city of Jerusalem. Why? You know that the meaning of Jerusalem is the city of peace. Unfortunately, the city of peace became just a name, but not an action. That's why the Lord wept on it bitterly. He said, "You do not know the time of your salvation. You are still carrying the name of peace, but you don't have real peace. Through your sins, through your iniquities, through your bad deeds, through your keeping yourself far and far from me, and hence from my peace." That's why the Lord wept bitterly on it, wept in a loud voice, as if he was mourning on the spiritual death of this city. And he said, "I will leave your place, your mansion, destructed, until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is number one. Number two, he did not only enter the city as a whole, but he entered the temple, the so-called the holiest place in the city, or what it was supposed to be, the holiest place in the city. What did he find? He found the people changing this holy and worshiping place into a corrupted place. That's why he cast out. And he shouted his famous word, "My house is the house of prayer," or "the house of my Father is the house of prayer." And then you changed it to be the den of thieves. He purified the temple. That's why when I come to the church today to celebrate the Palm Sunday, the first day of the Holy Week, we need the following. Number one, to receive him in peace and to be ready for the temptations and the troubles and tribulations and the persecutions for his name. Like this simple donkey that the Lord chose to ride on. And also, when we pray or praise, we praise from a pure heart, like the children. The children don't have knowledge enough. You see, our kids now, we are training them to get used to the temple. We bear that they are a little bit active here or there. But we are sure after a while they will get used to it and learn how to respect, because they are innocent from inside. They don't have knowledge enough, but they have pure heart, innocent heart. So if we want to receive the Lord today in our hearts, we receive him innocently. And also we receive him in a submission, like the palm, which is submitted in your hands to shape it in the form you want. This is the way. And also, when we hear him weeping for our corrupted life, We need to repent. How to repent? Simply cleanse our hearts. Not to be a place of the thieves to steal it and to steal the spiritual source in us by the Holy Spirit who dwells in our hearts by repenting, confessing, cleansing this heart as the Lord did in the temple of Solomon today, in a high cry and in an action, not just by words, not just by weeping, but to debauch them out, to cast them out of the temple, the house of his father and his house. This is the way. Don't forget that we celebrated yesterday the most important miracle that the Lord performed when he arose Lazarus after being in the tomb for days until he was corrupted completely. I heard from one of the fathers recently that if any animal or bird died, the smell is bad. But if the human being dies, it's very, very bad. You cannot bear it. That's why they put perfumes, cologne on the body so as to prevent the smell from to reach our noses. This is the life of the man who is living by name like Jerusalem, but by action he's died. His smell is very bad. The Lord cannot bear it. That's why when he arose Lazarus from the dead, it was a great miracle. He stopped the bad smell from his life and gave him a new, from his body, and gave him a new life. That's why Lazarus became a preacher without preaching. The people searched not for Jesus himself, but for Lazarus, because the Lord arose him from the dead. And they wanted to see Lazarus. Now, I heard one of the words of Jerome. He said, "Oh Lord, please call me saying, Jerome, come forth. Jerome, come forth." Can we do that? Can any one of us, or every one of us, says that from his heart, saying, "I want to hear your voice saying X or Y, come forth. Come forth from your life, secularity of life, businesses of life, pleasures of life, to the true life with you. I want to transmit from death to life." This is how to receive him in your Jerusalem, in your temple, in your heart. Also, when the people see you as new Lazarus who arose from the dead, they will glorify your Father in heavens who arose you from the death of the sin to the righteousness of the new life. We pray from all our hearts that the Lord, who came to Jerusalem as a Savior and Redeemer today, may come to the heart of everyone to cleanse this heart, to purify this heart, to prepare this heart for the work of the Holy Spirit. Truly, let the Holy Spirit be an action. Action, Lord, in your heart. And act not according to the body or the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Glory be to God forever. Amen.